It's very simple. Already all of you, most of you know. Srishti means generation. Sthiti, operation. Samhara, destruction. Throbava, handling delusion. Anugraha, liberation. The Western religions do not have that last two concept. That does not mean they miss only 40% of God. They miss 99% of God. Because the air table column may look like a 20%. In actual, it is 99.9%. Srishti Sthiti Samhara, which is seen, is less than 1%. Understand? If you don't understand delusion management and liberation, you will not know life. Whatever they understand as maximum, they attribute that to God. That is why they never crashed G.O.D. I want you to understand these five dimensions of manifested Sadashiva. Actually, Sadashiva has one more dimension, unmanifest. So, surely about that, we can neither understand nor grasp. It has to be experienced. Let's see that later. About this manifest, I want you to be intellectually clear because many of the revelations you are going to have in the future, the power manifestations, need the intellectual understanding of this five dimension.
Bhagwan, earlier I heard you saying that the four aspects of creation, maintenance, destruction and delusion are independent of the God's will, and it's not God's will.
No. Independent of your support.
Your support. But only the liberation...
I need your will to support me.
Why it is like that?
So? See, basically, till you are put in delusion, you don't have a delusion, you have a will. Now, because of the delusion, you develop a delusional will which need to support me to get into the real, pure will. Delusional will means just saying no to everything. Tantrum throwing child. Actually, why it is called delusional will, you know? You don't have your own reason to say no. Just because he said yes, I am saying no. That's what is called delusional will. So in delusion, the fourth state, you develop a delusional will where you needed your delusional will to support, cooperate, to reach the fifth stage.
Means, for the delusion itself, when it happened, irrespective of my own will.
I should say, you decided to move to US for various conscious reasons. But after going there, you discover which you did not expect also has come to you. Like a parking ticket or the speeding ticket. In India, you don't have that problem at all. So what I am saying, you went there for some purpose, but something which you did not expect has come. Then you are caught in that corner. When you are cornered in that situation, what you feel about you and think about you, why am I having this problem? That is where you understand the blind spots which you accumulated due to the decisions which you took for certain reasons. When you take decisions for certain reasons, you lose freedom of certain things, and the lost freedom gathers as a blind spot That is what I call delusion.
So forgetting the
yes. See, you took the decision of coming to US for this. And so you are only responsible for the speeding ticket, parking ticket system also. You can't say, I will earn in dollar, but I will not pay the parking ticket, speeding ticket, because that is not there in the tradition as India. Then you earn in Indian rupee. Be here. So understand, the decisions you take accumulate certain blind spots. And when you are not able to handle the blind spots, it is called delusion. If you know why you have voted, for what you have voted, you will not have blind spot, one. Second, even if there are some difficulties, you will take responsibility for it because you voted for it. But forgetting why you voted, for what you voted, is delusion. Clear?
Hi, Swamiji. At first, I wanted to ask if it would be possible to see these five stages chronologically. And that would mean first...
There is no chronology. It's actually spontaneous. Not one by one. There is no such thing as one day he created, then next day he rested. No. Hindu gods don't rest. Sadashiva does not rest. So it is not chronological. It is spontaneous.
Okay. So the first three stages go on like in a circle and then...
No. All the five happens simultaneously. All five happens simultaneously.
Okay, and one, if one doesn't accumulate those blind spots, as you told, those two, delusion and revelation, don't have to occur?
No. Who said one does not accumulate? You think is there anybody does not accumulate?
For example, you, like enlightened.
No. Be very clear. Do not compare me. I should tell you very clearly, before, during, after, I am Sadashiva, but there was a period where I had the delusion, I am not, I made that into irrelevant and redundant. Now, during, before, during, after, you are Sadashiva, and some part of you feels which is not, that part is delusion. I'll make that into redundant. I will not give the title ego for that. I will not give a positive existence for that as a Saturn, ego and all that. No. I'll make that blind spot redundant and irrelevant. The moment you give a positive existence for Saturn and the ego and all that, you are caught with the matrix. Everything, even your success, is within the matrix.
How to distinguish between Jnanapada and brain candy? Like when we are watching such things, how to prevent us from, you know, am I watching this only for my intellectual intoxication, or am I actually...
One thing, if I am not giving you Shastra Pramana, you can call me as a brain candy. I am giving you enough of Shastra Pramana. I am not brain candy. I am candid brain. No, I am clear. If somebody is not able to substantiate their ideas with Shastra Pramana, it's a brain candy. Don't listen. If somebody can substantiate their claims with the Shastra Pramana, then it's not brain candy, candid brain.
What is the difference between enlightenment, liberation and self-realization?
One thing, self-realization and enlightenment can happen even when you are in the body. Liberation is same space, same state, and you are not having an individual body.
So what should we believe, like, what should be our belief system as a Hindu, like?
About what? Tell me about what, then I'll tell you.
About these three aspects, liberation, enlightenment.
See? Manifesting Sadashivatva, all the powers. So no pattern, incompletion, external things can bind you. You are free. It's the self-realization. Radiating that same space again and again is living enlightenment. And being in that same space even after you leave the body is liberation. That's all.
Swamiji, so after realization, do we come back again?
That is up to you. Even if you come back, it will not be like this coming back. It will be like me visiting back.
Because who is the greatest, the Guru or the Bhagwan?
If you ask only Guru, he will tell Bhagwan is great. If you ask only Bhagwan, he will tell Guru is great. That's what Guru Sadashiva tells in Guru Gita. So go and ask where the two are different.
Sadashiva, while he breathing out the universes and breathe in the universes. So similarly, I have heard like Mahavishnu also breathe out and breathe
see,
in the universes.
See, what I am saying, the sampradaya you follow, leave that sampradaya. That's all. Understand? Your first principle is your sampradaya. Leave that. Surely, any sampradaya which accepts the truths can liberate you. And you don't have to bother about whether this is true or that is true. Accept any one sampradaya which accepts Vedas as authority. Just follow it. Over.
With regards to what you said previously, that everyone is unique, and I can't understand how it comes together with the concept of oneness, that everyone dissolves and from oneness, so how can everyone be unique?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. You mentioned something previously about every one of us, every soul is unique, I think.
Okay. Every expression is unique. Next.
I don't understand.
You, me, all. We are grounded in oneness. But the skin color, look, understanding, appearances are different. We may be unique in our expression. We are grounded in oneness in reality. Oneness reality is not exclusive of being unique. Being unique is inclusive quality of the oneness reality. The oneness reality does not exclude the uniqueness of the expression. Understand? The same muscle becomes skin, becomes flesh, various expression. That does not mean it is different. Same way, that does not mean it is one. The oneness reality is not excluding the unique expression. Unique expressions are also part and parcel of the oneness reality.
So every uniqueness has its way to oneness?
Yes, ways. And every uniqueness is celebrated in oneness reality. That is why the oneness reality does not have a devil. We don't have an equivalent word for devil. Understand? We don't have an equivalent word for devil. Yamadharma Raja is not devil. He is Lord, Guru. He is the expression of Agora. He is not devil.
Two more questions, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the first one, if we, after Sadashivoham, if we'll keep maintaining the lifestyle and watching satsangs and puja and everything, will our path to liberation will be...
Will have a?
Will our path, our way to liberation is granted?
I tell you, don't even bother about path to liberation. You are living liberation. Understand? You are living liberation. And I tell you, if you just want the commitment that you will be liberated when you are leaving the body, you don't even need to do anything. Just don't abuse, I commit with you. It is done. Understand? It is not about you will be having something after some time. You will be playing with everything when you are in the body. Is Sadashivatva. I tell you, human life is too cheap. Don't live. Manifest powers and live. You guys are the new species. Manifest Sadashivatva. Play with it. You are not that poor. Still you are talking from Yoga Vedanta retarded mental setup. Understand? This Yoga Vedanta retarded mental setup only is my enlightenment guaranteed. Understand? I am Sadashiva and I am manifesting. I have freedom only to delay my manifestation, but otherwise I am neither bound nor needs liberation.
I will not stop until I manifest powers for sure.
I understand. See, be very clear. I will manifest myself where I will never forget and recoil, withdraw me into the any lower space. That's all. Any powerlessness, that's all. Understand? The whole context, be very clear. Ego does not exist. Be very clear. You are Sadashiva. Even when you don't manifest, the reason you don't manifest is blind spots which you don't even need to understand. Just make them irrelevant and redundant by manifesting more and more Sadashivatva. That's all. That's all. Nothing else. Just be integrated to this first principle. Over. First principle is Sadashivoham. First principle is from my side Sadashivatvamasi. From your side Sadashivoham. That's all. Integrity to the first principle is powerful enough to liberate you from your headache or from your accidents or from the difficulties or the health issues or the complications or the depression. Whatever it is, the integrity to first principle is capable enough to free you from that. Integrity to the first principle is capable enough to manifest everything into you. So you do not need to go for second, third principles. I may go. I tell you, to put God high, you don't need to lower you down. God is not a sadist who enjoys. I should say maybe God is sadist, I don't know. God all. Sadashiva is not sadist. And I tell you, he is very clear. I am worshipped by me. He says in the Agama very clearly, only the people who radiate me, Ashtavidyeshwaras, means various bodies where my Vidya, my principle, Vidya means first principle, where my first principle is manifested, worships me. When you do puja, you may be doing Anganyasa, Karanyasa, that is Ashtavidyeshwaras only. You invoke all of them into you. Only he can worship him. I am telling you, the basic integrity to the first principle. I am Sadashiva. And if at all, somewhere I am not manifesting, it is blind spot. Let me manifest and make that blind spot redundant. There stops everything. No question of giving positive existence to my blind spots. Giving a shape of ego, devil. No. Do not give positive existence to your blind spots. Be very clear. They exist because light is not there. Darkness exists because light is not there. Darkness itself does not have a positive existence. Blind spots do not have positive existence. They are blind spots because you are blind to that spot. They do not have positive existence. Understand, being integrated to the first principle called Advaita is the basic definition of Vedic Hindu, Sanatana Hindu. Being integrated to the first principle called Advaita is the basic definition of Sanatana Hindu. Who is Hindu? Basic integrity to the first principle of Advaita.
Thank you so much.
And not believing, see, one more thing. Even ahankara cannot be translated as ego. It's wrong. The definition of ego in the Western literatures, the definition of ahankara in Vedic tradition is not same. It's not same.
Thank you so much, Swamiji. If you can help with one blind spot that I suffer all of my life, it's regards with micromanagement. I feel that sometimes drilling too much into the details can consume a lot of time. So I, a lot of the time, stay on the surface and use what I need in order to move forward. But
I tell you, otherwise, what are you doing with your time?
Trying to get the components to use them in order to solve
I am telling you, you have plenty. Now you are a Hindu, you have a whole life till the eternity. Enjoy. Understand, you have lives and lives and lives and lives. Enjoy. Relax from this concept of one life. Understand, celebrate. So that freedom makes you micromanaging. All I am trying to tell you is, see, for example, if I think, oh, I am already 39, I may have only 100 more years, and quickly I have to build, and I have to live, I have to do what I want, then this will all be very shady job. Put the paver black, cement work, daga. I know, I have eternity in front of me. If I don't do it properly, I have to come back again to do it. So better do it in stone, properly, stable. Understand what I am saying?
Wow.
Then now you can understand why temples are built in stone. Organizations are built in RCC.
Primarily about what you were saying about we are Sadashiva and we're going to manifesting. Now, from my own experience coming to you is that even right now there's such ecstasy right here in my Ananda Ganda, like bubbling springs. It's like a bucket, and it gets so juicy more and more and more the more I'm with you, and this bliss happens beyond me. No matter what I'm thinking, no matter what, it's occurring. So it's like independent of me, but it's a source of me. Now my question is that when I do puja, this comes more and more, the bioenergy. When I feel Sadashivoham, same. When I dance, even, I've noticed, if I'm sitting down here, I'm not dancing, okay, if I get up, even if I just move my body, again, it starts to activate beyond me. If I relax into space, it starts to activate this bioenergy. Now, but the one thing, though, is it makes me yearn more and more for it, more quantity, because then I feel like from last year, Nityanandoham, to now, it's like gone this huge. I feel if it goes more, I want it to go more, it's going to burst my body, but that's what I want. So my question is that, is the liberation or the pure, how do you say, the pure non-existence of all patterns, of all any incompletions, is it part to do to how much quantity of...
No, it has nothing to do with quantity.
Okay.
And I tell you, you are on the right track.
Okay.
And
yes.
Even this idea, more and more quantity is needed. Because you learned this idea earlier.
Yes. Good.
Understand? That is why still even that idea comes back once in a while and goes. Now don't even bother about it.
Okay.
See, I know it is overflowing.
Yes.
I know it is intelligent. So I know that knows when to overflow and overtake me.
Ah, wow. That is
so that itself gives the authority to it. To take me over.
Yes, yes, wow. And thing is, I just, you know, my being wants to be taken over by you because
that's
it
all.
Is you, you know. And I just, my second thing is see, really, yes.
When you decide I should take you over, already I decided I'm going to take you over. I only wait for one call and I'm waiting to rush in.
Wow. Okay. I have a question concerning Advaita. In the process of in tune with Advaita, how do you face the negative effect or negative things that happens to you and at the same time stay in tune with Advaita?
First thing, understand. Put your awareness, recognize more of the Advaitic space than the negative things being done to you. The idea negative things done to you is more of a perception than reality. Advaita is the more of a reality than your understanding or perception. So know it very clearly. More stand on the side of the Advaita, then all this idea, the negativity is done to you will not slowly, drastically drop. Anything which gives slow result, don't do.
2-3 namams, which says, Sadashivanu Grahada Pancha Kritya Parayana. Now, Sadashiva is doing the anugraha to Devi to do this panchakritya on the jiva.
No. Have you not read the Sanskrit, that whole line, it is double meaning. Sadashiva graces you to panchakritya, you grace Sadashiva to do panchakritya. See that sandhi and samasa, it can be interpreted in both ways. So here, the Lalita Sarasanama is praising, you grace Sadashiva to do panchakritya. Okay. So Adi Shakti is respected as the first principle. You see, Hinduism has one greatness in every sampradaya. That sampradaya is first principle. For example, Shaivism, Sadashiva is the first principle. In Shakta, Adi Shakti is first principle. So Sadashiva becomes second principle. But any sampradaya you follow, you reach the first principle.
Okay.
And in Shakta tradition, 10 incarnations of Vishnu came from the nail of Devi. In Vaishnavism, Dasamaha Vidyas came from the snoring of Vishnu. Understand? Here, Devi is given as the first principle. So, if you read the exact Sanskrit, the Sandhi Samasa, it is both the meanings. You grace Sadashiva to do the Panchakritya, Sadashiva graced you to do the Panchakritya.
Okay.
So, maybe the meaning you learnt is from a Shaivite. Okay. If a Shakta interprets and gives the meaning, he will say, she graces Sadashiva to do the Panchakritya.
Okay.
Come on.
So, that is why I'm just sharing what I have understood, Swami. So that is why, therefore, the jiva who comes, takes birth, goes through all the life and death cycles, by the grace of Sadashiva, is taken over by a guru. To get into Sri Vidya, to worship her. Is it like that?
I should say, when you are seeking is raising its frequency, then the matrix master appears. When master appears, he raises your frequency of seeking. So external master, internal seeking is one and the same. And these two are enough to wake you up. And anything else is methodology, happens spontaneously. Okay. Does not need to be restricted to one form or one practice.
Okay. My name is Maria, and I am asking about leadership. In Enlightenment, I read about one example about leadership, but I mostly, you know, don't understand this, and is there any comparison with...
Understand. More and more of Sadashivatva makes you more and more powerful. Every moment you are powerful, you are a leader.
Thank you.
Leadershipness is nothing about bossing over. It is about being powerful. There are many bosses who are so shaken about even small things. Leadership is not bossing over. It is about being powerful.
Thank you very much, and we are very grateful to be part of Sadashivam 2016. In fact, the way we are sitting, it remembers me, my childhood, the books, like Mahadeva sits in the middle, and all the disciples sitting around them, and he gives jnanam to them. So it remembers me living in that space. Is it in Agama, something like that, Lord Shiva conducts, inviting...
Yes. Actually, now, the way we are sitting is described in Agama clearly. He says how he sits and how the listeners, disciples sit and the sessions are conducted. Exactly, including the lotus petal. It's exact design.
My question is, the godal, generator, operator, now the destroyer is replaced with the deluder or liberator?
No. Destroyer, delusion, liberation. All five together is Sadashiva.
Okay, so where the difference comes? The destroyer is complete, right? So those who are not destroyer will be deluded.
It's not that things end with the destruction. There is many things continue even after destruction. That is delusion and liberation. And it is not also one by one by one. Because it is simultaneously all five. One part of you is getting generated even now. One part of you is getting maintained even now. One part of you is getting destroyed even now. One part of you is in delusion even now. One part of you is getting liberated even now.
Yes. We saw you play both roles. For some people, you destroyer. For some people, liberator.
So, and it does all the five spontaneously.
So when the job of your liberation, we're liberating the soul, will you find any difference? Some souls we have to be more...
No. Your karma, background, nothing matters other than your willingness.
So no karma...
Nothing matters. It's all willingness.
So you, from your perspective, it's all same.
Nothing matters other than willingness.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Go ahead.
Swamiji, can you shed more light on the creation of a space and will persistence in the context of manifesting reality?
More than creation of space, I will give emphasis on will persistence. And that is enough to manifest powers. Nothing else is required. Again and again, remembering, I am Sadashiva. Sadashivoham. See, remember the truth Sadashivoham. Form this form, because you do not know any other form. This form, that name, will make that happen in you.
So when we do like a meditation in Brahma Murata, I think what I'm doing is just creating space for...
I think more than that, from now onwards, you don't need to do anything other than manifesting powers. Sit and start manifesting powers, that's enough. That's the only spiritual practice you need.
Thank you.
Nothing else. Don't waste time in any roundabout practices. They are all outdated. They are, human beings do those practices. Those things are for human beings, not for you. Disciples of Nityananda are not human beings. They declare themselves as a new species. And soon I will do enough of scientific researches and establish it. When I make few thousands of you guys manifest all the 400 powers, I will do it. I'll establish. What Aurobindo dreamed, what Vivekananda imagined, I am making it into reality. I am the fulfillment of the ambitions of billions of Sanatana Hindus and millions of enlightened gurus and thousands of incarnations becoming reality. What all of them always wanted, I am the completion and fulfillment of that. Understand? It is not egoistic statement. It is a simple fact. It may look egoistic now. You will see down the lane in few years. It will be a simple factual statement. When a monkey declared, I will make my people stand in two legs and make them human beings, it would have looked egoistic. But when they started doing, it's a simple fact. Exactly the same thing now I am declaring. I'll make new species out of you guys. And I am the fulfillment and completion of billions of Sanatana Hindu seekers, practitioners, and millions of enlightened beings and thousands of incarnations. It is not I'm making this statement because I made few of you manifest few powers. It is because I know the whole science how this manifestation happens. Not because few of the powers you manifested, but because I know the science how this happens. From that integrity, I am making this statement. New age, new species are no more a dream. At least not after 1978.
You've mentioned that the Agamic or Vedic wisdom formed certain basis of ancient civilization, such as ancient Egypt. So I want to know more about the relationship between these knowledge and ancient Egyptian.
There were 46 civilizations. 45 of them are lost. Only one is still alive and continuing, that's Hindu civilization. I should say, Vedas and Agamas are the source, base, foundation for all 46. The other 45 did not survive because they were not having enough of intellectual strength of carrying this there. See, how was carried? Why was not carried? That is why they all have got destroyed. Here, how and why, both were grounded. That is why this did not get destroyed. Only when the how should be done is carried, without why it should be done, it gets lost in some time, called yogo nashta parantabha. In course of time, the context gets lost. If along with how it should be done, why it should be done also is carried, then it doesn't die, it thrives.